This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. There's always a crisis every other day in medicine, right? We got the opioid crisis. We got the obesity crisis. We have the online shopping crisis. We got porn addiction crisis. We got, you know, mental health, lack of awareness crisis. So there's all these crises going on. And it seems like each one of us is going to fall under one of these crises. We're going to have one issue that's going to affect us. And I'm honored that people listen to my show. I think it's great that you guys are giving me, you know, feedback and you're telling me your problems. But the one thing that I'm getting a lot of flack for, and it's not my fault, well, maybe it is my fault, is people can't get an antibiotic anymore, okay? And I had a couple times said that that was my fault. Can I just kind of explain that, okay? All right, why it's my fault that you guys are having trouble getting antibiotics? But the inability to get an antibiotic when you want an antibiotic is now the new norm. And people are getting scared, and they are getting freaked out. I mean, you see what's going on in Florida with all these flesh-eating infections. Somebody goes to the beach, they get an infection, they might not get antibiotics, then they end up getting necrotizing fasciitis, which is basically the infection goes deep on the plane of the fascia that kind of covers the muscle, so it has a real nice highway, a real nice autobahn to go and spread populate the area and then go into sepsis. And so these infections are scary, people. So while we're on one end trying to get people to not ask for antibiotics, you know, as much, we're scaring them with headlines of this Vibrio and all these other flesh-eating bacterial infections. You know, I bring up that teenager from Georgia who was ziplining, got into an accident while ziplining, lacerated her thigh, went to the ER. The ER doctor irrigated the hell out of it, sewed it up, and said, oh, you don't need antibiotics. I mean, when I was an ER doc, any deep wound you give antibiotics for, you just do, because of necrotizing fasciitis. But in this day and age, we have antibiotic stewardship, where we don't overprescribe. So he didn't give her antibiotics. Then she comes back a couple days later, said, I got pain, I'm in pain. And they go, well, no, it was a painful wound. I don't see any redness. It's not infected. You're good. She comes back a third time, possibly a fourth time. The doctor's like, you know what? For poops and giggles, let's give you an antibiotic. I don't see any redness, but you might have an infection. Well, by then it was too late. She had necrotizing fasciitis. The infection spread across the fascia down her leg. She ends up going into sepsis, has lost, I think, a couple of her limbs. And the reason why is a deep infection won't look red, won't look, you know, full of pus. It won't, you won't see that. And so, because the infection was too deep. So we doctors don't want to be the ones who miss that. We don't want a young teenager losing her feet, because we're trying to do a good job with our antibiotic stewardship. But the thing is a lot of us doctors aren't in our own practice anymore. I mean, I had my own place for years, and, you know, I could do what I wanted. And, yeah, maybe the insurance company would, you know, not like some of the things I was doing. For example, one insurance company wanted me to write more Xanax and Valium rather than use Ambien for sleep. And I'm like, but Valium and Xanax are even more addictive than Ambien. So no, I'm not going to put them on benzos. So sometimes the insurance companies kind of pipe in and you're like, ah, leave me alone. Okay, go bye-bye. But many of these doctors or doctors like me that had my own place, all right, are now working for somebody. And when you work for somebody, any of these big companies that want to get the insurance contract or want to get the government funding needs to follow the rules. And antibiotic stewardship had to come into play, and understandably so, because a huge health crisis we have are superbugs. We gave antibiotics so many times when they weren't needed that bacteria that were kind of sitting around going, wait, whoa, you know, took advantage. How this antibiotic resistance thing starts is like, okay, let's say you take an antibiotic half-assed, okay? So let's say you have a sore throat and you take an antibiotic for a day or two. And so you do that first massive assault. Any bacteria that were strong enough to live past that wake up and they see all their dead brethren, but they're like, wait a second, hey, Bob, you good? Bob's like, I'm good. You're like, well, I'm good too. Well, then they make babies. Maybe not together, but they end up making babies. And now these baby bacteria have resistance. Another thing that happened, and this is where I take blame, okay, is when Pfizer came out with Z-Pak in the 90s, I was a resident, and it was phenomenal. Because it would just knock out these people's infections. A lot of people who were allergic to penicillin, which I believe is because people used to get penicillin shots. I think we really don't have a lot of true penicillin allergies, but people used to get a big, huge shot, and so they overreacted, and then now we have all these quote-unquote penicillin allergies. So I could then write the Z-Pak. Well, people would come in, going, well, I have bronchitis, but I've had this for a long time. I got it, you know, I don't feel good, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? You've had it for a while. Let me give you Z-Pak. Well, people learned, wait a second. You know, Z-Paks can be used to treat gonorrhea and chlamydia. But doctors are giving it out for bronchitis, which, by the way, is a no-no now. So people would say, oh, yeah, I have bronchitis when they really had gonorrhea and chlamydia. So they would get the Z-Pak. They'd get the Z-Pak. So we probably treated a lot of gonorrhea and chlamydia without knowing it because they came in saying they had bronchitis. I was like, God, everybody seems to have bronchitis these days. All right, so now we got superbugs. So if you're having trouble getting an antibiotic, it's because now all these doctor's offices and doctors work for other companies. And so we lost our paintbrush. We don't get to do the art of medicine. We have to follow guidelines. Now, some doctors are like, to hell with this. I think you got a rip for an infection. I want to knock it out. But a lot of us doctors, we don't want to lose our jobs. So we're going to follow the guidelines. So what do you do as a patient? Well, key words, and don't lie, but key words to get the antibiotic is, and don't lie, but if you've been fighting an infection for over 10 days to 2 weeks, and it's not getting better, or you're starting to have a fever, you need to explain that to them. You need to explain that you've done all the over-the-counter. You need to understand virus. Most viruses don't need an antibiotic, but a lot of viruses are gone in 7 to 10 days. So if you're still having symptoms, don't ask for an antibiotic. Ask, you know, what could be going on? Is this cough pneumonia? Is this sore throat strep? And then let them swab you. Let them examine you. And if they do find a bacterial source, you'll get antibiotic. But if they think it's viral, you're not going to. So that's kind of a little background of what's going on. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, you can't just make this news up. You can't make it up. This is such a free-for-all, and this 2020 election is probably going to be the most entertaining yet, but I also think it might be the most scary. So, Bernie Sanders, I believe is, you know, has a pretty healthy lead, in the, for the Democratic primary. And he has been touting $15 an hour minimum wage, Medicare for all, free college. He's saying all the right things to get the votes. You know, I mean, the average person is going to be like, yeah, I mean, why am I paying for college? It might as well be free. If everybody has a bachelor's, your bachelor's then is not going to really be worth much, you know. But, you know, it attracts a lot of people who have a lot of debt. Medicare for all attracts a lot of people who, you know, have crappy insurance. They're like, I'd rather, you know, if I'm paying this much in taxes, although it's going to go up even more. I'd rather have some sort of health care. And then, raising the minimum wage. Anybody who's not making minimum wage, he's got their vote. So it's, they're easy sound bites. They're easy promises. Yet, then come people who are a little bit more practical, maybe the more moderate, maybe the more conservative, going, okay, whoa, now remember, if you just say, all right, $15 an hour for everybody, a lot of these companies that pay $10 an hour, $12 an hour, they're going to cut back. They're going to, you know, I mean, it's just simple economics. Okay, they're not going to take a loss every year. Otherwise, a lot of people lose their jobs. So they're going to cut back hours or they're going to cut back staff. But it doesn't matter because if you promise the stuff, you'll get the votes. So it doesn't matter. Just $15 an hour, $50 an hour. And again, maybe we need to have a $15 an hour, you know, minimum wage. However, Bernie Sanders had to admit over the weekend that he can't cut it. So to effectively pay his staff the $15 an hour minimum wage, he's going to have to cut his staffers' hours back. So he'll still make good on that $15 an hour, but they're going to probably now make less money because they have less hours. I think a lot of campaign workers that he has make $13 an hour. I'm not sure. I'm looking at this one site on Vox. And I believe you have a lot of staffers that make less than $15 an hour, and they may work more hours. Apparently, field staff earn about $36,000 a year, which would be above minimum wage for a standard work week. But Sanders field personnel say they're actually working about 60 hours a week. Interesting that his personnel would, you'd think the people that work for him would back him up no matter what, and they would have kind of kept that hush-hush, because this just totally started to implode his whole campaign. So apparently, according to Vox, his field personnel said they're working 60 hours a week at an hourly wage of $13. So they're kind of in this, okay, well, do I get overtime? Do I not? Some jobs don't get overtime. Some jobs qualify for overtime. Overtime really hurts employers because that's time and a half. So that means they're making $20 an hour if it's allotted for the 13. And so employers don't like you working overtime. A lot of employers may want you putting in the extra hours, so they may make you salary. When you're salary and you're not hourly, they could get away with that. But when you're hourly, if you work over 40 hours, that boss gets in trouble if they work you over, and that 41 hour and 42nd hour is an overtime. The problem is, with some of these labor laws, which kind of bothered me, is I had hourly employees, and remember, this was during Obamacare when we had no money coming in because everybody had high deductibles, and the insurance companies weren't paying because of the high deductibles, they didn't have to. So I had people that needed to take off and wanted to go on vacation, they had already used their leave, and they go, look, can I make up the extra hours so my paycheck would still be 80 hours? And I'm like, To me, I'm like, that sounds awesome. You know, if you want to, you know, if you're taking off 4 days and you want to make up the extra hours the next week or on the weekend or come in and do some filing to make your 80 hours, that's something I would want to do. But no. According to labor laws, if they work over 40-hour week, you got to pay them overtime. So that starts to now put you in a position where somebody wants to make up their hours. So you see, on one end, the labor laws protect you, but then on the other end, they kind of put you in a vice. So a lot of employers are like, no, if you took off that week, you took off that week. If you used up your leave, you used up your leave. But I'm not going to pay overtime, you know, because I'll get in trouble. So either you don't work the overtime or, you know, you don't work the hours. So it starts to put you in a bind. So salaried workers, right, kind of get the shaft unless they're making already above the pay grade. Also, a lot of salaried workers get the extra benefits. So now you have Bernie Sanders, who's been touting this $15 an hour minimum wage, and he now has to cut hours back. So The Washington Post first reported that Sanders' field staffers were upset that Sanders championed a $15 minimum wage on the campaign trail, and they made headlines for railing against major corporations who pay starvation wages. And his own employees were making, quote, poverty wages. So in response, Sanders told the Des Moines Register that he was very proud to lead the first major presidential campaign with unionized workers, but also bothered that news of the internal strife had spilled into the media. Look, everything gets out. Everything gets out. He should have seen that, you know, during the Hillary Clinton campaign. So junior field organizers make it $36,000 a year, right? Plus health care, plus sick leave apparently isn't enough. And he acknowledged that their salary can't effectively dip below the 15 if they work more than 40 hours a week. So he said the solution is to, quote, oh, actually, he told the Register's Brianne Fansteel, limit the number of hours staffers work to 42 to 43 each week to ensure they're making the equivalent of 15 an hour. Now, some people read that as, okay, well, wait a second. He's not really cutting their pay. He's going to still allow them to, you know, he's going to allow them to make the 15 hour, they'll work less. But other people are reading that as he's not going to hire as many people. So, he went on to say that the union contract not only pays for at least 15 an hour, it also provides the best healthcare benefits that any employer can pay for field organizers. So, Bernie Sanders, is pretty wealthy from what we understand. A columnist, Stephen Miller, said, why won't millionaire Bernie Sanders, who owns three homes, instead of cutting hours, pay his staff a living wage? People are starving. Well, I think Bernie Sanders, in his defense, is still paying them pretty well. But $36,000 a year isn't the best income. So we now need to see Democrats put their money where their mouth is. And so, you know, the Congressional Budget Office concluded that if we did go to $15 federal minimum wage, 3.7 million people may lose their jobs. And that's a much higher number than the House Democrats estimated. Employers will struggle to make payroll. And even if they're not struggling, remember, people keep their jobs based on if the board of directors or the corporate heads like the bottom line. So right now, with all this minimum wage talk, what people are now delegated to do is figure out where to cut costs to make this work so the bottom line doesn't change. Because otherwise people lose their jobs. Whole hierarchies of people lose their jobs. Even presidents, even CEOs will lose their jobs. Nobody wants to lose their job. So they're going to figure out ways to cut. So like, well, we could keep payroll the same if we hire less people. Make people do more work. Have more automation. Hire less people. So what does this mean for you or I? Well, you know, depending on what type of job you have, we've talked about this, okay? You need to always be cognizant of what makes your company tick. You do. All right? And if it's money, and if it's not the same ideals that you have, you need to be prepared, and you need to start working on Plan B. And there's some people that have said, look, you don't have to pay me the 15. I don't want to lose my job. Just pay me the 13. Once it's a federal law, these employers get in trouble. Even if you're not for what Bernie Sanders wants. Okay, once it's federal law, which, by the way, may have to happen because you can't live on $7. All right? But, you know, it does put you at risk. So what's supposed to help employees is actually throwing them into the lion's den. And there's got to be a better way to do this. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with Pakistan's Prime Minister today at the Oval Office. The two are expected to discuss counterterrorism, defense, and trade. Now, one of the other things on the Trump administration's mind is Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress on Wednesday. White House advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News she believes it's a huge waste of money.
They work for you. This is your money. You already paid for the Mueller report and the Mueller investigation. Now they want Bob Mueller. They want to drag him before Congress and have him read out loud.
The body of former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is lying in repose at the Supreme Court. Justice Elena Kagan says it was hard to fill Stevens' shoes when he left the court.
It gave me a special reason for thinking of Justice Stevens as a hero, for recognizing his judicial greatness and for honoring his legacy.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, this scared a lot of people. Apparently there was a freak accident in North Carolina where a man was just enjoying the beach, right? You know, we had the heat wave. It was really hot. Enjoying some water. And a powerful wave hit him while he was playing with his kids at the beach. Broke his neck and he died. Fundraising effort is going on right now for Lee Dingle, whose wife, Shannon, described his death as a freak accident. Dingle was only 37 years old. She goes, "My partner, my love, and my home died today after a freak accident. She wrote on Twitter, Lee was playing on the beach with three of her kids yesterday, and an intense wave hit him just right to slam his head into the sand and break his neck. She said some heroes, including our kids, tried to save him, but it wouldn't have mattered what they did. His body couldn't recover from the initial injury. So she has a GoFundMe page. Their campaign has raised over $108,000 since it was created on Friday. Its goal was $100,000. And he was pulled out of the water, taken to ICU, and unfortunately couldn't recover. He had six children. Four were adopted. And this is just one of these, I how do you prevent something like this? On one end, I don't think we do enough with nature, you know. I hate it when kids sit there and play video games and they're in the house and parents are like, no, I don't want you to drown when you swim. I don't want you to this. I don't want you to this. I don't want you to this. You know, but then you hear these shark attacks or you hear these, you know, Vibrio infections or you hear these freak accidents and you go, okay, you know what? Let's stay away from heavy waves. Well, and I got to tell you, you know, I love the beach. I love the beach, but it is so humbling to be thrown by a wave and realize the lack of power you have when it comes to the beach or water in general. And I can't tell you how many times a wave has thrown me and I've hit rock. You know, they are dangerous. I mean, you got to take your kids to a beach where it's all sand and there's not a lot of rocks. But, you know, like whenever you're in Hawaii or the Caribbean or something, there's a lot of beaches with some real beautiful rocks and real beautiful landscapes. The prettiest beaches, you know, are the ones where you have a lot of terrain. Unfortunately, those things can be pretty dangerous. Same thing with sharks. Sharks like to go to the beaches where there's a lot of where freshwater meets saltwater, or there's a lot of they like debris, they like food. And so sometimes you'll see in the warmer waters sharks, and you're like, I want my kids to be able to play at the beach, I want them to swim, I want them to do water sports, I want them to, you know, scuba dive, I want them to snorkel, I want them, you know, but it's like, there's these weird freak things that happen, and there was no way to prevent this. It's really a shame it happened. It is, but just wanted to tell you guys about that. And then, a lot of us have cats, and we have a woman who almost died from her cat. I told you, I think my cats want to kill me. You know, they just sit there watching me sleep. And there was a study saying that cats would kill us if they could. They just can't because they're smaller than us. We got this new cat, Spider. We got her when she was 13, 14, because my boss's wife was allergic. And so we adopted her, and oh, she hates me. She loves the boys in the house. She loves my husband. She loves boys. But me, you know, because I like to do tickle deck, and you know, tickle dummy, and the oopy doopy doo game. I love playing the oopy doopy doo game, but she doesn't like the oopy doopy doo. And so she gets mad at me, and she'll try to scratch and try to eat my hand, and you know. Well, a cat scratch could kill you. Now, this woman luckily lived. She's a Scottish woman, and she tried to break up a stray cat fight in her yard. But she said the ordeal has ruined her life because she's had to spend a month in the hospital battling an infection that shut down her organs and cost her a finger. Mariah Brady, 45 years old, said, "It has ruined my life. I can't do everyday things now, like taking food out of the oven." Unfortunately, after the scratch, she had waited a week to seek medical attention. And that could have killed her. The infection went right through the body. She had to have her finger amputated to stop the infection from spreading. She said she almost lost her whole hand. She went blood transfusion, skin grafts. Apparently, one of the brawling cats, I believe, had MRSA and Streptococcus A. So the claw had broken her skin. And these cat's claws, I mean, I have steak knives that are dull in comparison to my cat's teeth and claws. Unfortunately, MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, where it's resistant to a lot of antibiotics and strep, were starting to shut down her kidneys. Alright, so this wasn't rabies. This was just a nasty infection. Now, people think she had cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever is from Bartonella. And Bartonella happens when you get scratched by domestic or feral cats. You can get fever, enlarged tender lymph nodes, other illnesses, but usually cat scratch fever goes away. This was different. This was strep, and she had staph. So this caused a necrotizing fasciitis where her arm had to be filleted open. I can't stress enough how with our animals, we really got to be careful. I mean, it's just, we love cats and we think, well, they clean themselves and they're cleaner than dogs. Some cat bites could be even worse. It's funny, we usually treat initially them the same. Cat bites and dog bites we'll treat with Augmentin. If somebody's allergic to penicillin, we'll use other medications, but we usually kind of treat them the same, but we treat them both aggressively. Now we have another gentleman, 1-877-DOCTELLY, who lost his fingers at work. And now his fingers have been replaced with toes. Jeremy Payton is a factory production manager, and he was taking care of some industrial equipment when, unfortunately, a huge accident happened. He lost his fingers when he reached into the factory's blender machine. The blades had been left unguarded. So he didn't understand the extent of the damage. First aid team, came to the rescue, and he said, I think I tore some skin, but to his surprise, he realized that he only had a stump left for a hand. His fingers were just taken off. So doctors could not recover the fingers. All right? But years later, Payton heard of an operation where surgeons could replace some of his fingers with toes. So he is now the first person to ever receive this operation where his entire hand has been reconstructed with toes. Plastic surgeon Mark Pickford told the publication, according to the Mirror, that such an operation is usually considered for children born without digits. But he needed to be able to regain the use of his hand. I think it was his right hand. So over the course of several surgeries, doctors transplanted several middle toes to his hand and one big toe to use as a thumb. Now, he couldn't do much activity. He's not having the hand. Wife has to kind of tend to the kids a lot. But now he's able to do a lot of things. He can play golf, peel vegetables, do handiwork. And his hand doesn't look that bad. I mean, you see the foot, the hand, and you see the toes and all that. So they can do some amazing things. You know, I got to tell you guys, in medicine, we're not rocket scientists. We're smart, and we have a lot of endurance. We have a lot of compassion, and we have a lot of stamina. But we're just as smart as anybody else. And where a lot of the smarts come from is that thinking outside the box. And it's amazing because I take care of, so many patients, and their ideas on how to cure something are brilliant. And I'm like, why haven't we figured that out in medicine? And so I think this idea of toes on the hand came from some kid, right, who realized, in Spanish, dedos is both fingers and toes, dedos. So I'm sure somebody thought of, if they're both called dedos, why can't we use a toe on a hand? And I'm sure some kid said that, and the parents are like, oh, you know what we're talking about? We can't put toes on the hand. Well, doctors are probably like, why not? Maybe a doctor came up with the idea, but I am sure that some kid thought of that. And some parent says, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Just like somebody probably came up with, gosh, I got so much fat in my butt. Why can't I put some of it, in my breasts? And then fat transplants came to be. So a lot of medical ideas come from non-medicinal people. And I'm not saying this did, but, if you have an idea for medicine, just because you didn't go to medical school doesn't mean we don't want to hear it. All right? You got to share it. Or, well, patent it first so you get the credit. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the FDA is now going to start releasing anti-vaping commercials, and they're going to air on ESPN, MTV, and social media. So these first anti-vaping television ads are going to target teens as part of its, quote, The Real Cost Youth E-Cig Prevention Campaign. They're going to run on ESPN, Teen Nick, CW, and MTV. Also on music sites and social media. So the ads are titled, quote, Magic. They feature street magician Julius Dean that turns teens' vapes into cigarettes. Dean's YouTube channel has almost 800,000 subscribers. His Twitter has over 80,000 followers, and he's appeared in videos with several celebrities. And apparently, I haven't really seen his stuff. My kids probably know him. And he goes, did you know that if you vape, you're more likely to start smoking cigarettes? Dean asks a stunt group of young people after an e-cig, after the e-cig in one's teen hand disappears, and is replaced by a traditional cigarette. It's not magic, it's statistics. So the ad campaign, that's kind of, that's pretty creative. So the ad campaign seeks to take advantage of modern teens' antipathy towards cigarettes, where we got something going for us, where teens aren't really that big on cigarettes. And a lot of them don't really want to smoke cigarettes. They want to vape, but they want to smoke cigarettes. So what they're going to try to do is play on that. They say 8.1% of high school students reported they smoked cigarettes over the previous 30 days, as compared to 15.8% back in 2011, according to the CDC. And then it was probably like 25% earlier than that. But that decline in traditional cigarette smoking can't be lauded because it was swapped with vaping. Or people who never were going to smoke started vaping. They say from 2011 to 2018, the number of high schoolers who reported e-cig use in the last 30 days went from 1.5% to 20.8%, so a fifth. And those are people who admitted it. Imagine people that don't admit it. So according to FDA Commissioner Ned Sharpless, the troubling epidemic of youth of vaping threatens to erase the years of progress we've made combating tobacco use among kids. It's imperative that our work to tackle this immensely concerning trend continue to include efforts to educate our nation's youth about the dangers of these products. So the FDA will distribute posters for high school bathrooms in the upcoming school year with anti-vaping messages. And one poster says, you might as well flush your lungs while you're at it. Vaping can deliver toxic metal particles like nickel, lead, and chromium directly into your lungs. Now, hallelujah, praise the Lord, that finally somebody is sharing a message that came from a pretty significant study. I mean, everybody keeps saying, oh, vaping's safe, vaping's safe, vaping's safe. Vaping might be safer than tobacco smoke, but it doesn't mean it's safe. For example, if you decide to ride a car standing on top of the hood versus riding in a car without your seatbelt, if you're in the car without your seatbelt, it's probably a little safer than riding on the hood of a car, but it's still dangerous. You see? Well, why is it so dangerous, Dr. Dahlia? Well, we don't know. The lungs are only good and only supposed to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to oxygenate your blood. You have to give your lungs the best air possible and give your lungs everything it needs to allow it to get the oxygen it needs. It needs to take the air in, take the oxygen, oxygenate your blood. That's all it has to do. Sticking food colorings or food flavorings and food colorings and, you know, heated vapor and all that other stuff is hurting one of the most sensitive and delicate organs in your body. In essence, it's stupid. And I think vaping is dangerous. Just because it hasn't been around for 20, 30 years doesn't mean it doesn't cause cancer or doesn't cause mayhem to the respiratory system. Now, one thing that I'm seeing, of course, anecdotally, is a lot of people with really, really bad colds, they go, you know, gosh, I've never been this sick before. And this cold just won't go away and it's getting worse. And 9 out of 10 times I go, do you vape? They go, yeah. And I go, maybe it's making you more susceptible. Now, it could just be that there's a real bad cold going around this year. But I don't know. I think there's something to that. So in a release earlier this month, Sharpless said the FDA issued almost 4,000 warning letters and over 665 fines to retailers selling products to minors and took action against more than 15 firms that were selling e-liquid flavors targeted at kids between April 2018 and 2019. So he goes, we cannot allow the next generation of young people to become addicted to nicotine because of e-cigs. Well, absolutely. Thank you. So people who would have never smoked, right? I mean, you know, you had, you know, the smoking in the boys' rooms. So you had the people that kind of, you know, want to be the, you know, the rebel. But now you have regular everyday kids going, you know what, I get a kick out of this. And they taste good, and it's what everybody's doing. So it's not just a bad boy or bad girl thing. Now it's an every person thing. And if you have a fifth of students admitting it, you can be sure that most people have tried it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a complete cluster. A mom of two was misdiagnosed with cancer, went through chemo and surgery before the doctors went, no. So she's from England, and apparently doctors told her she had an invasive breast cancer. Her name's Sarah Boyle, went through a double mastectomy, lost both her breasts, underwent chemotherapy because she was told she had breast cancer, and a vicious one, I think a triple negative breast cancer, as opposed to a triple positive estrogen sensitive breast cancer, which we could treat a lot easier. Turns out she never had cancer. The hospital has admitted its mistake. Now she wants more than an apology. So she went to her doctor at Royal Stroke Hospital because she was having trouble breastfeeding. The hospital performed a scan and then a biopsy. Then they found, or they thought they found, triple negative breast cancer. Very few treatment options. But we still do chemotherapy. We remove the breasts to bowel the disease. Months later, her doctor determined that she never had cancer at all. And the biopsy results were originally misreported. The hospital admitted they made a mistake, offered an apology. So now she and her lawyers are pursuing legal action. So her claims include the obvious trauma and stress over the false diagnosis, also the fact that she has been unable to breastfeed her youngest son due to the treatment and surgery, and the breast implants she received during reconstruction may be linked to other forms of cancer, that anaplastic lymphoma. And the chemotherapy may have reduced her future fertility. Oh, she's got a case, all right. She's got a case. The trust that runs the hospital caused a misdiagnosis exceptionally rare and noted that all invasive cancer diagnoses are now reviewed by a second pathologist. Now, somebody, where did the screw-up happen? Okay, see, me, I'm scratching my head on this one. I'm wondering if it was a mislabeled specimen. Because I'm wondering when a hospital would go back and look at the original pathology. She had her treatment. They did the tumor markers. They went through the whole, you know, mastectomy treatment. They probably went through the breast and found no cancer. That's my guess. Then they went back and said, what did the biopsy show? What are we missing here? And then maybe they were like, no, that was... But, I mean, how does a pathologist misread that? Or was it a mislabeled specimen where somebody had the breast cancer and it wasn't her? So, either way, this is something that is a huge embarrassment to the medical community. And this is why patients don't have a lot of trust in doctors. Now, how do you as a patient guard against that? Doesn't hurt to ask for a second opinion. Now, I'm hearing a lot of doctors won't do second opinions. You'll go, let's see, I heard there's like an orthopedist group where if you go, yeah, I want a second opinion, they go, no, we won't do that. Because, you know, they don't want to tick off their buddies or whatever. So there's a lot of people, and they have a right to say that. Look, doctors get crapped on all the time. If they want to refuse service, they can. But there are some people out there that, you know, don't want to give a second opinion. When it comes to, though, you know, something like this, where you're going to be losing body parts, I would say always ask for a second opinion, even if the hospital doesn't offer it. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.